Listen up, team. As your head coach here at Third Coast Training, I want to break down a critical tool for your Ironman preparation. Power meters deliver a distinct competitive advantage on race day. The data is clear. Athletes who use power-guided pacing finish their marathon segments an average of 12 minutes faster than those racing purely by feel. Why? Because power provides objective, real-time feedback that enforces a steady effort. It prevents the physiological damage caused by erratic pacing and preserves the energy you desperately need for the run. Unlike heart rate or perceived exertion, which can be skewed by fatigue, heat, and hydration levels, power gives you an honest, unfiltered measure of your mechanical output. And that objective data is what dictates success over 26.2 miles. For a full Ironman, your primary target should sit between 65 and 80% of your functional threshold power. Now, pace yourself according to your fitness. Faster athletes, specifically those aiming for sub-5-hour bike splits, will typically operate at the higher end of that range, around 70 to 80%. Meanwhile, athletes targeting an 8-hour bike split need to stay disciplined between 50 and 60%. Crucially, you must maintain a variability index below 1.05. A VI under that threshold indicates smooth, efficient power delivery. If you exceed it through sudden power spikes, you'll accelerate glycogen depletion and lactate production, making the subsequent marathon significantly more difficult. That's exactly why racing without power so often leads to catastrophic pacing errors. When athletes rely solely on rate of perceived exertion, they frequently start the bike leg up to 30% faster than their sustainable pace, especially in those first 30 minutes. That early overexertion inflates your heart rate, completely disrupts your fueling plan, and drastically increases the likelihood of bonking or a DNF. In contrast, power-guided athletes maintain a consistent effort, execute their nutrition plans more effectively, and consistently experience lower dropout rates. Remember, most non-finishes stem from improper bike pacing, not a lack of running ability. Effective execution requires a structured, distance-specific plan. Because power targets must decrease as the distance increases. For sprint triathlons, you're looking at 90 to 105% of FTP. Olympic distances require 85 to 95%, and half Ironman events need 75 to 85%. But when you step up to the full Ironman, steady-state pacing is generally superior to negative splitting. Professional athletes often segment the course, monitoring their average power every 12 miles and targeting an intensity factor between 0.65 and 0.72. You also have to modulate for terrain. Increase your effort by 5 to 10% on climbs and into headwinds, then consciously back off on descents to maintain that overall average. Your training needs to mirror those race day demands. We're emphasizing a steady 80 to 90 RPM cadence, and you need to practice power modulation on varied terrain to preserve glycogen. Now, I want to be clear. Power meters are not universally mandatory. For sprint and Olympic distances, tactical positioning and race dynamics often outweigh the need for strict power adherence. Additionally, some elite champions have proven you can still stand on the podium without one, relying purely on internal body awareness. Technical failures are also a real risk on race day. Batteries die, condensation interferes with sensors, and radio signals clash in crowded race fields. Consequently, relying solely on technology is dangerous. So here is the critical takeaway for your race strategy. The most successful athletes master a dual approach. Power meters offer the precision you need for long course events, where pacing mistakes compound over hours, leading to stronger run splits and fewer DNFs. Yet, you must also develop robust rate of perceived exertion skills as a reliable backup strategy. The optimal strategy combines the objective data of power meters for long distance pacing with the adaptability and internal awareness of racing by feel. This ensures your performance remains stable, regardless of equipment reliability or shifting race conditions. Now, let's get to work and dial in that pacing